You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A multi-faith coalition of clergy and laypersons, along with people from Together Louisiana, have expressed concerns over recent applications for industrial tax exemptions from two companies in Caddo Parish. Exemptions they feel would not only hurt Caddo Parish schools, but are possibly unconstitutional. A press conference took place Monday before a meeting of the Caddo Commission's Economic Development Committee. Members of the coalition read from prepared statements citing that if the exemptions applied for by the companies Calumet Lubricants and Waxes, and Inferno Manufacturing are approved, it could wind up in a loss of $5.8 million in revenue for Caddo Parish. Coalition member Susan Caldwell summarized their concerns.
We want to make it clear we are not anti-business, nor are we opposed to industrial tax exemptions. We understand that these are valuable tools of economic development, and that when these incentives work as they are meant to work and create jobs, that's a wonderful thing. But what we think is that they should be married to a model of economic development that says, invest in us, invest in a skilled workforce, invest in better roads and bridges. We could have, as she just said, universal pre-K and also better investment in our K-12 education. We could have better sewage and drainage and cleaner air.
Caldwell further explained the coalition sought legal counsel as to an opinion on whether or not the tax exemptions were legal.
We do have a legal opinion from Blackwell and Associates that says, it is our considered opinion that the retroactive grant of an ITEP exemption for a project that has already been completed violates the purpose of the industrial tax exemption program, and that such an approval would likely be deemed unconstitutional.
I spoke with one Caddo commissioner, Stephen Jackson of District 3, who had this to say on industrial tax exemption programs.
Everybody's sort of pinched for resources these days, and so that's not to say that they don't deserve any, but to say that we have to continue to give the full abatement unchecked, with no questions asked, no accountability. Everybody has to have accountability. Government, as well as the folks who are also receiving the government assistance, needs to have some level of accountability.
As to the outcome of Monday's meeting, the Economic Development Committee voted 4-2-1 to recommend approval of Inferno's exemption application to the whole commission for a vote on Thursday. Calumet's applications were found to be incomplete and were tabled. The full Caddo Commission meets again this Thursday. This is Red River Radio News.